Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 307. Today we will be talking about some frugal tips for sprucing up your backyard. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Okay, so today I just wanted to talk about some frugal tips for sprucing up your backyard. So I'm just kind of winging this. I don't have my notes with me because I am sitting at a lake in my car. And it is the day before Memorial Day weekend when this episode comes out. And my daughter wanted to go visit a friend who lives an hour away. So I decided that I would let her go. But I chose, because it was an hour away from my house, to find things to do for the 3 hours that she was going to be at her friend's house. And then I was going to record the podcast when I got home. Well, she just texted me begging me to let her stay for another half an hour. So after several back and forth texts, I wound up deciding to let her stay for another half hour. So I am going to run out of time to get this recorded when I get home. So I decided that since I'm sitting here, I'm just going to get this episode recorded and hopefully I will remember to touch on all of the points that I had written in my notes. So like I said, I wanted to talk about sprucing up your yard frugally, like frugal tips for sprucing up your yard. So I think just like with everything that we do frugally, the most important tip really is to make sure that whatever you're doing is in line with your values. So you want to prioritize what you want to work on and what's most important to you, because it's so easy to go out and look at your yard and just have an idea of all these different things that you want to do. And it can really get overwhelming. And sometimes it can actually lead you to procrastinate because there's so many things that you might want to do and have all these ideas in your head of different things you want to work on and different things you want to clean up and what you might want to plan or whatever. And it can really kind of get to be a huge project, and it can cost a ton of money if you decide to just like start upgrading everything or improving everything. So it's really important to decide like what is most important to you. Like what is most important about your yard? Is it entertaining? Like, do you like to have guests over? Do you need like seating areas or and areas to cook or just sit and hang out? Or is it mostly just you and your family and you just want to be able to sit outside and relax a little bit? Is it more about like, you know, gardening and flowers and things like that? Do you really enjoy like your, you know, flower beds or maybe a vegetable garden or that type of thing? So you want to kind of really look and figure out what is your biggest priority. And then once you know like what's most important to you, then you can kind of choose to work on the things that kind of lean towards making that priority more enhanced. So like, say for example, say you really love to sit outside and just enjoy your backyard, just basically you and your family, but your table is getting really old and maybe you don't really have a great place to sit, so you kind of might not hang out there as much as you might want to. So maybe that's what you would want to focus on. Maybe you want to focus on getting a new table, not necessarily new, definitely any of those types of yard items that you want to buy, I would definitely like furniture and things like that. I would definitely suggest looking for them secondhand. The reason I mentioned a table as an example is last year we had a table that we had for like a really long time. I actually got it from, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of that, Plow and Hearth. I couldn't think of the name for a second. And it was one of their like teak wood tables and it was really nice when we got it. But I don't know, like if we didn't like take care of the wood properly or if we were supposed to do something to it, but whatever, we had it for a really long time, but it got to the point where, the chairs were getting like kind of scary where if you sat on one, it might collapse while you were sitting on it. Same thing with the table. It was just really getting bad. Like the wood was just really old and not like holding up anymore. So it was making us not really have a place to just go like sit outside and like have a meal or have drinks or whatever we wanted to do. So I looked on Facebook Marketplace and I found a table and chair set with brand new cushions and an umbrella stand for like, it was like $100 maybe 200, I forget, but I think it was 100. It was like really inexpensive and it was perfect. It was like perfect for what we needed. It had enough chairs for my family. You know, it was just, it was great. And a lot of times people upgrade these things, just because they want something new, not even because there's something wrong with it. Like this particular woman that was selling this table set was selling it because they had redone their backyard and it just didn't go with their backyard anymore. So we were able to get this really great patio set for really inexpensive. And there's lots of things like that. Like people sell, you know, all kinds of stuff. Like you get like planter buckets, you could get, you know, fire pit stuff, you could get like chairs, like whatever types of stuff you want to get. And then plants too. Like I have seen people selling plants, like splits of their plants. You can get them from friends. If you're trying to work on getting your flower beds done and you don't want to spend a lot of money, you can either split plants that you already have, certain things. Of course, you have to look up and see what ones can be split. But things like hostas are very easy to just divide and create more, you know, plants that you can keep spreading over your yard. It takes time and patience. It takes time to do those types of things, but it helps build the yard that you're looking for over time. So another thing with sprucing up your yard frugally is just simply doing some general maintenance. Before you even start to decide what your plan is that you want to work on, I would suggest doing all the basic maintenance first, because sometimes, at least I know for me, I have certain flower beds where I'm probably just not doing the proper like preventative maintenance or whatever, or not mulching enough or whatever it is. But I have some flower beds that the weeds come back like so bad that it takes me like so much time to just pull all the weeds out, because some of them are really big flower beds. And I'm sure that there's things that I could do to make that a little bit easier on myself, but I just haven't gotten there yet. But anyway, when you see those beds and they're all filled with weeds, it makes everything look so much worse than it really is. It just kind of puts like this, like, I don't know the word for it, but it just kind of like downplays your whole yard, because you just see this like these weeds in certain beds and it just makes everything look kind of messy. So even just simply doing that weeding and trimming back some bushes, if you have like shrubs or anything like that, without doing anything else makes such a huge improvement. So I would definitely say just get all of that basic cleanup and maintenance stuff done first. Like your, if you have like a pavers, you know, getting the, killing all the weeds, if there's like any weeds growing out of them on like a paver deck or like your, a sidewalk or things like that. Because just those little things, just neatening them up and getting them taken care of makes everything look so much better. And you might look around and think, wow, this actually looks pretty nice. I don't even think we really need to do much. Or maybe you just want to pick up a few flowers or, you know, something really simple like that. And that isn't going to cost a whole lot of money, and you're simply super happy in your yard just because you went around and took the time to just clean up. So just do like that spring maintenance cleanup first before you start to think about what you want to do in your yard. And then, a tip for the, if you don't know this already, to kill like those weeds, sorry, I can't think straight. To kill those weeds, like on paver decks and things like that, anywhere that you don't mind if everything that you spray dies, that's just, you want to be careful. You don't want to spray this around other plants. But you can make, it's like vinegar and dish soap. And I forget if there's water. If you look it up, DIY weed killer, just look it up online and you'll find it easily. But it works so well, and it's like non-toxic, and it really kills the weeds. Like we get weeds on our paver deck, and I make the solution every year based on the ingredients. Like I said, you just look it up online. It's so easy to find, just DIY weed killer. And I just spray it, and you wait a day, and then the next day, the weeds are dead, and it doesn't take any chemicals or anything like that. So that's something like super easy, just getting rid of those weeds and get clean, you know, trimming any like bushes where that have like any weird shoots sticking out or things like that. And then just getting rid of weeds around any garden beds that you have makes such a huge difference. So once you have that done, and then you kind of have prioritized what matters most to you, if you do want to continue to make some upgrades, then just like everything else, you want to come up with a plan and come up with a budget, because it is expensive, especially if you're doing like gardening. I love to do like container gardening. So I have like a lot of flowers in containers, and then I have vegetables in containers. And then I just have a bed where I just planted like wildflower seeds to grow like along one of my fences. But all of those like soils and potting mix and soil and mulch, all of that stuff is really so expensive. So you really want to kind of think about like what it's going to cost you and how much money you have to spend in your budget. Like, for example, I wanted to add some garden soil to one of our flower beds because I wanted to plant some more hostas, but the soil was just kind of like not like, like there wasn't enough soil in the bed. It was just kind of like rocky and there wasn't really enough soil. So I saw BJ's had garden soil on sale for $6.99, and I was like, oh, that's so great, I'm gonna order like 10 bags of it and I can help fill in these beds and it'll be wonderful. Well, of course I know how to add, but I wasn't thinking like 10 bags at $6.99, that's like $70 just for 10 bags of garden soil, and that doesn't count then like mulching it, and then I needed like potting mix for my containers. I do definitely reuse some of the mix that was already in there, but I find that it does better if you add in some fresh mix too. So I'm always like buying potting mix and then mulch, and it's just all of those things are very expensive. So you want to really make sure that you come up with a plan and price out what the things are going to cost you, because you don't want to just show up at the garden center and then buy all this stuff and then get sticker shock when you go to check out and realize how much, you know, the garden soil cost and the mulch and any flowers you bought or vegetable plants or things like that. So just think through your plan first, and then you won't wind up going over budget to make your yard look nicer. So it's just like any other project we do in our life. When we do it in a frugal way, we want to prioritize what is most important to us. If being out in your backyard is not something that you really do, maybe you're more the type of person that goes to like a community pool all the time, or you spend your whole summer at the beach or whatever, then maybe you just want to focus on just neatening it up and not worrying about planting a whole lot of flowers. Maybe do more perennials that you don't have to worry. You plant them once and they just kind of take care of themselves. If you like to fill flower buckets, a tip for that is to plant your own seeds. There are a lot of fast growing annuals that you can plant in flower buckets, and you'll wind up with all these beautiful flowers. It does take time and patience because you have to wait for them to grow and then finally bloom. But like, I do zinnias every year. I've done nasturtium. If I'm saying that right, I'm sure if I'm doing that right, but if you look up fast growing annuals from seed, you'll find a lot of different options that you can just plant, and it costs so much less than buying already grown small plants that you buy at a garden center. And if that's something you enjoy, like I love waiting for the seeds to sprout and then waiting for them to grow, and then it's just like such a cool process if that's something you like. So that's something that you can do that'll add some like beauty to your backyard. And it's very low cost. Same thing, like I said, with the wildflower seeds. I found like a little spot along my fence and I put a couple bags of the garden soil. And then I just bought like a $5 packet of wildflower seeds, and you just sprinkle it all over. And then they just grow. I mean, they started growing already. I sprinkled them like a week ago, and I'd say within like 2 or 3 days of them being watered, like I go out and water them every morning, they grow really fast. So, you know, there's lots of different things like that that you can do that add, that will spruce up your backyard without costing a lot of money. So just to kind of recap, if you're looking for furniture, go secondhand. Make sure to do the cleanup first before you start coming up with a budget, because it's really going to make you see that it's probably doesn't need as much sprucing up as you think once you get like that basic seasonal maintenance done. And then just really prioritize and come up with a budget, because you don't want to go out and overspend and then be like upset that you spent too much money on your yard. If you can prioritize first, you'll be able to focus on what's most important to you, and then maybe something else waits for later. Like, I've done that with mulch too. Like, I know you're supposed to mulch all of your beds because it just makes them look nicer and very neat, and I think I would love to do that, but I can't always do that because sometimes there's other things that I want to focus on. So I try and pick the beds that'll have the biggest impact from being mulched, and then the other ones wait a year. So I kind of alternate. Maybe one day I'll have enough money in my lawn or yard maintenance budget to do all of the beds. Plus, it's a lot of work to do all of the beds too. I have a lot of flower beds. But so, you know, prioritize. So to me, it's like, okay, well, if I really want to do this new wildflower bed and buy a couple of bags of soil, well, maybe I'll do that this year, and this other flower bed can hold off on getting mulched this year because there's still a decent good amount of mulch in there from last year. Whatever. It's about whatever decisions you decide to make and what is your priority and how you want to budget your money for sprucing up your yard. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I don't have my notes with me, like I said, so I'm probably forgetting to say some things that I wanted to, but I will still do the blog post that has all of my notes in it. So if you're interested in checking that out, you can always find the blog post at lolasfrugallife.com. You can email me with any comments or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And if you would like to leave a rating or review for the show, that would be really awesome because that really helps me and it helps grow the show. And if you're interested, there is a link in the show notes to financially support the podcast. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lola, that's Better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Lola.